Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Robbie's English Harmony video blog. In this video, I'm going to respond to Arzin's comment. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. If I didn't, I'm sorry about that, but I'm trying my best, Arzin, right? That's what it says there. So thanks, Arzin, for posting the comment. And Arzin here is asking a question. And let me read it out for you first. Then I'm going to proceed to answering the question. So, I've been in an English country for 4 years. So basically, Arzin lived in an English-speaking country for 4 years. So I could speak English very well. And then I backed to my homeland. I guess he means that he went back to his homeland. And so, since 1 year ago, I'm living in my homeland, but because here's no one to talk with and no one speaks English here, so I feel that I'm forgetting things. Please tell me what to do. Let me tell you right off the bat, it's just natural. You forget things in English simply because you don't use the language, and it's totally natural. There's a saying which goes along the following lines: if you don't use it, you lose it. And it can be applicable to pretty much any aspect of your life, starting from, say, something very physical, such as working out. Basically, if you stop working out for a while, you will lose your muscle size, you will lose your stamina, endurance, everything is going to go downhill just because you're not working your muscles, you're not working your body. And same goes with everything in life. The moment you stop being engaged in a particular activity on an ongoing basis, your ability, your skill starts dwindling, right? And obviously, if you've been doing that particular thing for a long period of time, you will never completely forget it, but it will definitely take you some time to get back to the same level of performance where you were before, when you start engaging in that particular activity again after a prolonged period of time. So if you went back to the English-speaking country where you lived for 4 years, it would take you probably a month or two to get back to the same fluency level, but you will get back to it much, much faster, obviously, than someone who'd never achieved that fluency level in the first place, right? It's only natural that those things, if you forget them, they kind of stay dormant in your brain. And here's exactly what I mean by that. I'm going to bring up an example from my own life, from my own experience, basically. But first of all, allow me to take a sip of water, because I'm very thirsty. This whole video recording thing is a very thirsty business, to say the least. Now, you're saying actually further in your comment that I speak three languages fluently, which is the case, yes. The third language, apart from my native, which is Latvian, and English, is the Russian language, right? But here's the thing, I haven't been using the Russian language for years. Well, I would be more precise in saying that I hadn't been using the Russian language up until recently, when I started speaking with a guy in my class in the college who happens to be Russian, right? I'm not Russian, I'm Latvian, but I speak Russian. That's my second language. And I've been speaking with him for a while, and here's the thing. When I started speaking with him initially, I just couldn't speak normally. I was getting stuck for words the whole time, which is pretty much the same as the typical English fluency issue, right? Which is why I created the English Army blog in the first place, right? And then after a while, it took me a couple of weeks to get back to the level where I was years ago. And it's surprising how those words just surfaced up in my mind, just like that. They just came up by themselves. I was speaking with him, and all of a sudden, all these words would come out of my mouth out of nowhere, you know? And the funny thing is, a couple of days prior to that, if someone asked me what that particular thing is called in Russian, I wouldn't be able to provide an immediate answer, because those things just get forgotten, just like you, Arzim, pointed out in your comment. Yes, you forget things, and that's natural. But what I'm saying is, once you've learned all that stuff, it takes you just a little bit of practice to bring all that stuff back. And that's exactly what happened to me. And now, after a good few weeks of speaking with that particular person in Russian, my Russian is, it's not really on a par with my English skills, because I've been speaking in English for years now. So my Russian is still a bit rusty, but I would say that my fluency in Russian has returned back to levels that I had a few years ago, you know. So that's the thing, my friend. You forget things, but provided that you don't wait your entire lifetime to regain the skill, right? Those things will never truly be forgotten. You know, you will never forget that language for good, unless, just like I said, you would stop speaking that language and then don't do it for decades, and then when you're 60 or 70, only then try and rekindle that language in your brain. That probably wouldn't work, because we've all heard stories of people who've stopped speaking their native languages at an early stages of their life, when they're in their teens or 20s, and then moved to different countries and married into other families who speak other languages, and they would obviously speak that language for the rest of their lives, and then eventually they just forget their native language because they wouldn't be using it for the rest of their lives. But that's extreme. What I'm talking about here is, if you don't use the language for a number of years, you don't really lose it. It stays dormant, and then it takes you a few months to build that skill back, but you will definitely regain it, right? And then let's move on to the second part of your question. Oh no, the first part. Please tell me what to do. The solution is actually staring right in your face. What I'm doing now. I'm doing self-practice. I'm speaking in front of the camera, so there's nobody really who would be listening to me right now. And basically, that's what I'm doing every day of the week. I'm not necessarily recording videos every day, but whenever I can, whenever I'm on my own, basically when I'm driving in the car, when I commute to the college in the morning and the evening coming back, I would constantly speak with myself. I would be planning the day ahead, remembering the previous day's events, and there's always something going on in your head that you can verbalize out loud. And that's the spoken English practice I'm talking about. This particular video is a very focused spoken English practice, because I'm responding to a particular comment, right? So I'm talking about the specific thing. But generally, as I go about my daily business, I would just be voicing out my thoughts aloud, just because there's nobody to practice my English with. But that's how I maintain a high level of fluency. And if you live in a country where there's no opportunities for you to practice your English, that is the only thing you can do, you know. And there's a lot of people who do that, because I've been going on about this concept in my videos for a number of years, and I've people contacting me telling me that it works for them, and if it works for me, works for my audience, there's no reason why it wouldn't be working for you, Arzim, right? You just have to start doing that. And the second part of the question is, once I read that you know three languages fluently, how don't you mix them or forget them? I need that technique. Well, there is no specific technique of how not to mix them once you've learned them. It's rather how to learn them in the first place. So basically, you don't learn a new language by way of using another language as the intermediary, you know. That would happen to a certain degree, obviously. When you acquire the basics of the new language, you would have to translate, but for as long as you can understand basic concepts, that's when you can actually do away with your native language or whichever other language you use to learn the third language, for instance. that's when you can start using only that language to learn new concepts, because you can always explain a new word using existing words that you know in that language, and so on and so forth. So that is pretty much the only way you can create a specific compartment in your brain for the other language, for the new language you're acquiring, without running the risk of getting mixed up with another language, simply because you're not using another language to translate to and from the new language, if you know what I mean. So basically, the trick is not to use another language to learn the new one. If you learn the new language as a language on its own, in its own compartment, there will be no risk of mixing it up with another language. But this is something that I've been talking about on my blog as well. Years ago, when I was improving my English, I was doing the wrong thing. I would learn new English vocabulary words using Latvian, right? So I would translate everything in Latvian, and then I would learn the new vocabulary words through the Latvian translations, and I would constantly be mixing up English and Latvian in my head, and that's exactly what was happening. But ever since I stopped doing that, ever since I'm learning all new English concepts through the English language, this problem has disappeared. It took me a while to get rid of that particular issue, and it was very, very bad in the very beginning, but now I've dealt with it, and just like I told you, basically stop translating, and that's when you're not going to be mixing up the languages. And how I don't forget them? Well, it's all a matter of practicing. Just like I told you, I'd forgotten a lot of Russian, but I just had to start speaking it again, and everything just comes back, for as long as you're not spending too much away from the language, so to speak. Unless it's decades, then you actually run the risk of probably forgetting the language for good. So I hope that you're gonna enjoy watching this video, Arzin. Thanks for commenting on my blog, and I will be looking forward to more comments from you in the future. And on the finishing note, just let me wish you all, my dear friends, a very happy Christmas. And it's another week till New Year, so I'm not going to be saying Happy New Year, because I'm definitely going to post another video on the New Year's Eve, hopefully, or the day before that. So, Happy Christmas, my friends, and even if you don't celebrate Christmas, even if it's not your tradition, it doesn't matter. I'm just sending you out all the best wishes. Be nice to each other, love each other, and that's pretty much what we need. All we need is love. Isn't that right, my friends? All right, thanks for watching this video, and chat to you soon. Bye-bye.